Okay. We are going to turn first to 1 Peter 1, 3 for an opening verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, and please get that, not just his mercy, his abundant mercy. That's plentiful. It's, to me, there's more than enough. It's just there for us. Abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And when we say it's a lively hope, I hope we know that the reason why it's a lively hope is he's living. He is alive. He is risen. And now we have hope. We didn't have hope before. There was no hope in ourselves. We could never do it. But now Jesus has made a way. And it was on my heart so much about how I am the way. I am the Almighty God. I am the Good Shepherd. I am the Chief Shepherd. I am. But I want to know him in all those ways. And now we're going to go over to, where was it? Let's see. I don't want to get this. John chapter 10. Because we do have a new way, but he did it so we could have an abundant life. So an abundant life gets an abundance of mercy. And I know Pastor Jesse always said, we are vessels of mercy. And I've always thought on that, and I'm thankful for the truth. Verily, verily, notice again, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but he climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And we have to remember, before Jesus came, before he died on the cross, there were many who were, they came in religion. They were Pharisees. They were Sadducees. They were all saying it their own way. And if you were to come today and go over to this meeting, go and say something against their doctrine, they're all going to rise up. Now, it's not what I was taught. Everybody does it. In every church, every system there is, they're going to rise up and say, no, we got the truth. You better know we have the truth, but one way. Know it by reading and knowing God's word. It's God's word that is true, and right now it's in red. So Jesus is talking, and he's saying, truly, truly, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And I looked that up because, you know, a lot of people know these words, but I don't. And the sheepfold. I thought, okay, Lord, if I tell someone what the sheepfold is, what would I tell them? In the Greek, it's an open courtyard. Back when, in the ancient times, there was a courtyard where the shepherds would all bring their sheep into this one place to graze, and it was at nighttime. It had high walls, but I like this. It had thorns and briars at the top of it. So if any thief or robber, anything that was not his sheep, anything other than his sheep, his truth, if they came up another way, it's going to be pretty painful for them. And it's not going to be an easy way. We have been offered, take my yoke upon you. My burden is light. It's easy. But it's only as we partake of God's grace. We can do nothing of ourselves. And it was like in John 10 when he says that, truly I am he and I'm saying it to you. You have to enter. If they don't enter by the door, that's a door that you it's opened unto you. Come through the door. It's me. I am the shepherd of my sheep. I went before you. I laid down my life for the sheep that you could have life and that you could have it abundantly. Don't come another way. Don't come with another doctrine. Don't come with the wrong teaching. And you'll see why. It says they come not by the door, but they climb. They could have just entered in. But what do thieves and robbers do? They're going to find a way in, try to sneak. They're very deceiving. They're deceptive people. He said they're going to come, and if they come another way, you're going to know because they're a thief and they're a robber. How will you know if they're coming another way? Because I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. You cannot come to the Father except by me. He that entereth in by the door, they came in the way they were told, through Christ. Come in the door. He is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And I went back and I read about the forerunner, John. And he said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight his path. He's coming. Jesus, the Redeemer. Behold the Lamb of God. He's coming. He's going to take away the sin of the world. He's taken away all of it. This is what our shepherd did. Laid down to take that burden of sin off of us. Give us a new life. And not just a life. He wants us to know it's an abundant life. That is, it's plenteous, it's whole, it's complete. It's everything there is in Christ, that we don't miss one part of it. We shared in class the other night about his love. You know, in the very beginning, Jesus, God loved us. And he sent his son that we could have life. And he said, but it would be an everlasting life. He's always there to deliver me. He's always there to take me through. He was right there when those sheep went in. They came into that sheepfold. That's where all the sheep were. And it was nighttime. But you know who was at the door? It was the shepherd. He was right there. He was right there tending his sheep. But how did you know? There were other shepherds. There were other shepherds. Back in the ancient times, they would come and they would call for their sheep. If Jesus came and called, he's called us out. We have come out from among them. We're separate. Touch not the unclean thing. He's called us out from so much. He's called us out of this world. He's called us to him. We can have that abundant life, but don't cut yourself short. When you hear his voice, a lot of people say, well, I don't know how I would know his voice. I don't know how I would know his voice. Get in and study the word of God. Because he speaks. The words that I speak to you, they are life. And if it's coming from the word of God, it's right there. You're led by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like John said. John was the forerunner. But I always think we've been given the power of the Holy Spirit to lead us. Guide us into all the truth, into the abundant of life. We can have it all in Christ. He said, my sheep, the ones that come by the door, is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. The sheep hear his voice. And you know how you're going to hear his voice. You know him by hearing him in his word. A lot of people say, well, I can't hear him. How often have you gotten the word of God? You have to know truth. That's him. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he, the true shepherd, he calleth his own by name, and he leads them out. When he calls them, they come. And what are they coming to? They may be leaving one pasture and going into another. It's not always the place of ease. If you go in and study the word, you're going to see all the trials that John and Paul, Daniel, everybody had to go through these things. It was to bring them to Christ. When it's not always an easy road, you can learn to give thanks in all things. And the reason why you do is when you're weak, it's not wrong to have to feel weakness. It's not wrong to feel like you're sad. It's a time to draw nigh unto God. Draw nigh unto him. He knows our every weakness. He's touched by the very feeling of your infirmities. He knows what you're going through. He knows exactly what word you need to hear. He'll speak something to your heart. It will awaken you. Awake thou that sleepest. It is high time. Wake up out of sleep. And I love this part. He calls them by name, but he goeth before them. So he's not going to lead you where he's never been. He knows exactly how to get you to the next valley. He knows how to take you across the mountaintops. He knows all those things because I've been there. I walked on this earth. And I am here for you to call unto me. I'm going to lead you. I will guide you out of this. He said the sheep follow him. And I think of Norm Lucan because I was also studying in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1. And he said, and you, my son, Timothy, I want you to endure all things. I want you to fight a good fight of faith. And he said, Norm was giving it through the word and showing that he was the captain of our salvation. And he had gone to service. And they're trained for this warfare. You see, that's the love of God extended in measure. How much of God's love have you entered into? He loved you in the beginning. Now, when you get to Ephesians, you can just go in every chapter and look. When you get to Ephesians 6, there's a battle, and it's a spiritual warfare. And he gave you spiritual weapons to fight with. But we also have to be a listener. There are those that God has put in the way that they say to the soldiers who've been trained, we're going to go straight forward that way. And it looks like the most treacherous way there could be. And they go, what? Are they? He said, do you know if we as soldiers would have said, what? What? You're going to take us through that? Why? Are you going to come against my authority? I said, this is the way. Walk you in it. We just yield to his authority. And yes, faith without works, it's dead. James said, you show me your faith and I'll show you my works. It's because it's all the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe him. And while we're in this world and it's dark, thy word is a lamp to my feet. I need the word of God, a light to my path. Wherever he says go, if it's doom and gloom, we have to go that way. Because we're trusting in our Savior, our shepherd. You go when it says he goes before you, and you just follow him. I love that little song that says, all I have to do is follow. Follow. I don't care what path he takes you down. The word of God remains faithful, and it's settled. He's settling it in you. He's getting you established and strengthening you. They know his voice. That's why they follow him. A stranger, will they not follow him? They won't follow him. You have someone come up that now you know the word of God, and they try to get you to eat something that's not good or come over to this place, and you say, I'm not going. Why? Why aren't you going? Because it's false. It's not right. That is not my shepherd's voice. How do you know it's not his voice? Because it must line up with truth. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. If you're going to live and have an abundant life, you must not come against my authority. The authority of God's word. We speak it as he spake. That's it. We don't have to add to it. And he said, the strangers, they're not going to listen to him. Because once you know you're free and you have that liberty, you know the Holy Spirit is not going to lead you back under bondage. He's leading you into all the truth. And then he said, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they didn't understand what things they were which he spoke. They don't understand it. Before time, here were Pharisees in the chapter right before questioning. Who sinned? Did the mother, father, the son? Why is he blind? Well, you think of it. Jesus is revealing truth. He's revealing this truth. And in verse 7, which I thought was amazing, he says it again, twice. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, you must say this for yourself. I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. When you enter in the door, if I'm the door, you enter in Christ. And in Christ, you will find all righteousness, holiness, humbleness, lowliness. It's all going to be found in Christ. Someone had said something yesterday and I just felt led to call him and tell him, you know, don't condemn yourself. You walked after the flesh. Don't condemn yourself. My sheep know my voice. I could have called that person and said, you know, that's not the way a Christian should act. You know better than that. Oh, you get a little self-righteous when you're talking like that. Because if you're not doing it, it is by God's grace. I don't know how many times, I just know where he's shown me, just out of the abundance of our mouth when it speaks. Do you realize that is self-righteousness? Just by saying, what would the one man say? Oh, I'm glad I'm not like them. Oh, boy. You know, oh, I'm glad I'm here. I am too. I'm glad I'm in this meeting. And the reason why is because our eyes are on Christ. We are of the fold. We are in the protection. And if you're truly getting the word of God, you're going to be content. Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I'm in to be therewith content. You're not going to be content with every wind of doctrine. It defiles you. You feel unbalanced. It's not balanced. It's not working. But it's not that you judge, and you just judge according to God's righteousness, according to the word of God, for yourself, not to condemn another, but for me and my house. I want to serve the Lord, and I know I can't. It's all by God's grace that I can. It's because of that lively hope that I have now, because he has risen. I have my leader. I have my shepherd. And those that are teaching right now or preaching, and their pastors, these are his sheep. He said, feed my sheep. They're going to know if you're feeding them, because they're content. They feel protected. They feel his defense for them. He's coming in. He's taking care, just like he promised. They're following him, his word, what he says he wants from you personally. You know, I shared that the other night, that you wouldn't want what I had gone through to get what I got. Every one of you have a path to go on. I don't want to go through what you went through. I want to go what he's ordered for my life. Because whatever he's ordered, he's going to reveal truth to you in those things that you walk through. Every path he takes you down, he's going to have the light is ever there with you. And he's watching. He's keeping. We're being kept by keeping the eye upon it. He knows everything. All that ever came before me, remember, came before me, they were thieves and robbers. And the sheep didn't hear them. There are people today that are thieves and robbers. They're in places that have not been ordained for them to take. They took it because of man. They're walking in the ways of man. And if you have the certificate and you have all these things, then you're called of God. You should know when you're called of God. You should always know that. I don't have to go to Bible college or somewhere like that to say that I can preach or teach or whatever. Bible college to me is an invitation to know him and rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what it is, because he's leading you. And your whole attention is on him and his voice. I want to hear him. So guarantee you, you're not going to get everything he says in one class. I can get in one class, and as soon as it's over, I jump on Frankie's class. And it's the same message, the same thing. But it's maybe deeper here, maybe it's deep. It's just constant. It's the Lord's abundant life, hearing his word. He said, they shall go in, those that he shall be saved, the ones that know that he's the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he's the one who's going to get saved. He'll go in and out, and he's going to find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, destroy. I am come that you have life. I want you to have the life that I now live, and that you'll have it more abundantly, to the fullest measure. I am the good shepherd, the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling, and he's being paid to preach the word of God. And he has his little certificates all over in his office. Some of them have, I mean, it's in Catholicism, and I'm not ashamed to say it, because if it's not true, we should be bold and say it's not true. They have sashes they wear. They glory in those sashes. They sling their robes around. Let me tell you something. I would rather show off the righteousness of my Lord Jesus Christ and know where that righteousness came from, because it won't make you parade yourself. It will humble you. It will show you the lowly place. And how did you get this righteousness? It started with love. And it's going to end with love. And that's why in Romans 8, you're going to see nothing can come against you. I don't care if it's principalities, powers, whatever. It may come and try to get against you, but nothing is going to separate you from the love of God. I love him, and I wrote this down, and I love him because he first loved me. It's not with an earthly love, not as a man giveth. I love him because he first loved me. And then we go into the book of Revelation and read the book of Ephesus, the church of Ephesus, the full purpose church. They left their first love, their first real, true love, true joy, remaining, everlasting, always unmovable. It's wonderful. He that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. Well, they see the wolf coming and they just leave the sheep. And what happens? They leave the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling. That's why he flees. He does not love God's sheep. He's in there for his own gain, his own purpose, because he's a hireling and he does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. I know them by name, as the Father knows me. Even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I love that. He laid it down. He had power to lay it down, power to take it back up. That very power of the Holy Ghost that raised Christ from the dead, that's why we have that lively hope. We're alive. It's a new and living way. Walk you in it. So I guess you do have to do something then. Walk in it. These are the words that we speak. They're words that he spoke to us. He told Timothy, you fight, you endure this hardship, but you go to the faithful people. Go to faithful ones and you teach them the same message that you've been given. Notice he couldn't teach something that he had not been taught. Everybody starts in kindergarten, or you start in the crib. Everybody. And I think if we kept that place, and that place of I'm what I am by the grace of God, If we just could remember those words. I am what I am by the grace of God. It's Christ in me. And because he loved me in the beginning of salvation, he's delivered me. He's still delivering me. He is my rescuer. He's there for me all the time. He said, I'm not going to leave you and I'm not going to forsake you. Gene, I believe the last time he spoke on Psalms 22, that was the offering up of Christ and the suffering he went through. But notice the next chapter, which this just kind of fell before me this morning. Everything we've talked about. How are you going to be content if you don't even know your shepherd? How are you going to follow him if you don't even know him? Lovers of the race, that I may know him. The fellowship of his sufferings. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. You see, many are following priests, people. Can they do this? Make you to where you never want for anything? A good pastor is one who teaches you, you have it all. Right here in God's word, you have it. You study it and you give yourself earnestly and take heed of the word of God. The Lord is your shepherd. I shall not want. It's because of what he's doing in my life. And if he's really my shepherd, he's going to give me what I need. He's going to provide it. I can come pockets empty. He'll fill them up. He's the one that made me to lie down in those green pastures. He made me to rest. I couldn't do it. It was him and his word and speaking it. It brought rest to my soul. He leads me. Notice if he's leading, what are you doing? Follow him. Well, where are you going to take me to, Lord? Never ask the question where, what, and why. Just follow me. That's all I ask you to do. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. He leads me beside the still waters, and he restoreth my soul. He knows when I need a drink. He knows when I'm weary, I'm brokenhearted. He's the one who's going to take care of everything. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. And as we go, remember, he's leading me into those paths of righteousness. I'm following him, and I'm learning of him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I wonder if people who have a hireling or someone teaching them out of their own game or preaching for money or hire. I wonder if any of those are going to be able to give you, when you're in the shadow of death, that you'll fear no evil. I'm serious. They're putting up idols. They pray to statues. They pray to beads. What have we taken our Lord down to? It's because he's not being preached. And they're being robbed. Thief and robbers. They're not building up his sheep. They're robbing them. Some of them just for the money. I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Now, how do I know that? Because I've been following him. He's been so faithful to me. You're with me, even if I can't feel you. Because your word, you don't lie to me. If you said you won't leave me, you won't leave me. I'm right there. Thy rod and your staff, they comfort me. I get comfort from his word. I get comfort even when I'm corrected. It's not easy at first, but it brings forth peaceable fruit. Do you want fruit in your life? Do you want the fruit that's going to remain? Because that's all that's going to remain is what's in Christ. The rest of it will be burned up. I love that. In a great house. There are those who, there's stuff that's good. But there's also stuff that's not right. We want to be in Him and bring glory and honor to Him in every area of our life. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You've got enemies all around you. The devil don't want you to get this truth. But the Lord said, oh no, I prepared a table before you right in the presence of your enemies. And you think about when we take communion. I know that God really put this on my heart. It was, yes, I love communion. I love everything about communion. But I tell you what, I'd rather be a partaker of that communion. Be a partaker, just like water baptism. I love that the fact of being baptized. But I would rather be a partaker of what it truly means to come up in life, in a new life, with a new hope. Everything's new again. As oft as you drink this cup, you do it in remembrance of me. See, that can go way deep in your heart. Your ears of your heart, you know when it's Him. And if you really want to know the truth, He's going to give it to you. All men will have known. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Have you ever just been running over with it? Surely goodness and what? Mercy. That abundance of mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll dwell in His house. I was telling Dora, I don't know why the Lord just had me, I think I was thinking about my dad. And I thought, wow, Lord, you take us, and the Spirit goes back to the Father which gave it. But He could have took that body. And He said, no, I couldn't, Penny. Because that body is the one that was weak in that old flesh. That was an old fleshly body. It's going right back down where it came from. I am preparing the final part of redemption. I'm going to give you a glorified body. And I think back at the time when I first walked, I could see a vision of a coffin and someone laying in it. I died. I was buried. When they open it up, what is going to come out? What has He built in your heart right here? When this earthly tabernacle shall fall, this temporary dwelling place, how much of Christ will be seen? That's what's important. It's because that's what He came to do. For His sake, it's important. I mean, it's one thing, yeah, we get blessed, but we bless Him by His blessing towards us. I bless Him because He first blessed me. I forgive others because He first forgave me. I love others because He first loved me. I'm not like most. I don't say, oh, I just loved everybody in the very beginning because I got saved. Well, you can if you believe that, I guess. But I had to grow up in that love. It was in the times of weakness that I learned true love. His love. Not as a man giveth. Yes, you're a new creation. But you were also born and you were drinking the milk of the word. And you begin to grow thereby. And when you grow up in love, how much of Jesus' love do you truly have in your heart? That's what matters. His person, His work. Now, it's not about Penny. I died. It's Him. How much of His love is in here? How much has He reproduced? How much is coming, the being conformed to His image? You see, by the renewing of your mind, you're being transformed to His image. By the renewing of your mind, He's showing you, or He should be, what is the good will? What's the acceptable will? What's the perfect will? I want the abundant life, throwing beyond the abundance That's what he wants for every one of us. Not to just say, I was born again, I died with him, and I take communion all this many times. He said, as often as you do it. You're doing it in remembrance of him, but remember, there was suffering he went through. And I firmly believe his bride is going to go through suffering. And as you drink of this cup, you do it in remembrance of me, because you would never make it through any suffering without my grace, because that's the only thing that's going to be sufficient. Feast upon my son. Let's all stand. Father, I just come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for your word. Thank you that the words that you speak to us, they are life, Lord. And Father, I thank you that we can know your voice. We know, Lord, when it's you who is speaking forth your word and giving it, Lord, because you're speaking to each one. You're meeting the needs and hearts of people. And it's where their heart receives. And to him that believeth, it becomes their salvation. To him that believes. And I thank you, Lord, that without you, we would be nothing. But because of you, we're a brand new man. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. I just thank you, Lord, for this day and whatever days you have planned ahead, Lord. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.